Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! Goodbye! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the, 1,214 times. Somebody asked me, was that real math?
That number never really changes, Emerson.
I know.
It's always like the 1,214th time, something I know. Like that.
I think I'm stuck on a calculator. You know, my calculator need more batteries or something like that.
But you know, though, over, 17 full seasons. We're in our 18th season now, about 35 shows a year. You were probably up there. Yeah, I don't do math that well.
Yeah. But, well, you're an English teacher.
That's right. That's right. In radio. Well,
I didn't do math well when I did do math well. So, I mean, but it's crazy, too. Folks that want to make money, but they don't like math. I don't understand that.
It happens.
That don't make no sense. I ain't done one of those in a long time.
Wait.
Wait.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
There you go. I got it. We still got it.
Awesome. Well, welcome everybody out there in the radio world. Welcome to Giant 90.9. Welcome to School Talk. My name is Emerson and Mr. Easter. Good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning.
When the kids coming back? When can we come back? When can we get the kids back, man?
I don't know. If everybody keeps wearing their mask and washing their hands and sanitizer and sanitizing everything, and we could be back. I know things are getting better. I've seen on the watched a little bit of the governor's briefing and new metrics that they have and everything, and things are getting better. But you know, here we go into Labor Day, so hopefully everybody is smart on Labor Day and doesn't get the gravelly voice like I just did.
Yeah, how you doing?
That's right. I'm Batman. Hopefully everybody continues to wear their mask and, stay clean, what you got to do is just, I know maybe you have that big Labor Day tradition where the entire family gets together. Maybe you have to do it on Zoom or Google Meet or whatever this year. You know,
we're not doing it this year. Our house.
Yeah.
We're not doing the big one. We have about 100 people at least every year because we host it. But this year we are not hosting it. So everybody's free to do their own thing this Labor Day. And it is because of COVID-19.
Can I come over?
Hey, I'll be at work, but you still come over. They're going to cook something, but probably just for whoever's in the house.
The smoker running.
No smoker. It'd be a small grill.
The grill.
I'm not picking the big grill out because I got to work. Nothing worse than this is terrible. This is not the show, but you wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. You cook all the meat, and then at 9 o'clock you stop and you get dressed and you go to work, and you get to work at 10 o'clock, and they're all in your house eating all the meat. Having all the fun, and you're at work, and all that labor.
Poor Emerson.
Yeah, now you take a lunch, take a plate, but it's just not fair.
And then you get home, and there's nothing left but the bones.
No, nothing. Then you gotta wash dishes. That don't make no sense.
No.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
It be that way sometimes.
Yeah. So.
That's the nature of the holidays, but I do wish everybody a happy Labor Day, and hopefully a safe one also. Today, we're going to do like a
we
a
still
smorgasbord.
We do have something on the board over here that
we do. Oh,
yeah,
going back to the board from the smorgasbord.
Yeah. You know, obviously, school talk has moved to 7 a.m. If you're listening now, you already know that. But we'll replay the show at 2, and then of course our podcast will be on audioboom.com, so you can search for WBDGFM. We have a TikTok now. It's Giant 90.9. So Giant 90.9 on TikTok. Other than that, we're at WBDG Indy on all the other social medias. Why did we do that? Because we made a TikTok last year with WBDG Indy, and then we lost the password. So, yeah.
That's funny.
So what we did we made this 0.9 one, and then we reported the WBDG Indy one as an imposter.
Right.
So we're hoping that they get rid of that account, and then we can just claim it back. So that's
cool.
That's the hope. And then, of course, tonight, Ben Davis football. The Giants travel out to Pike. Unfortunately, due to social distancing, we are not going to be able to do the game tonight because of the setup in the Pike press box. So we will not be able to do the game tonight. It will normally kick off at 7. We will still have some pregame coverage at 6 tonight. So we have about a 45-minute pregame show. It's already locked and loaded and ready to go. So that will play tonight at 6, and then the kickoff of the game will be at 7. It is on a pay-per-view platform tonight. So if you're interested in that pay-per-view link, we have tweeted it out. I know Pike Athletics has tweeted out. I'm assuming Men Davis Football and everybody else will tweet that out. But I think it's about $10 to watch the game tonight, which, mm-hmm. you know, if there's like 5 people in the family, you know, that's probably a deal, because you would normally pay a lot more than that. But if it's Mr. Easter sitting at home watching the game, yeah, I would. But that's what we have to do right now. You know, that's just the way it is on the big board. So, yep, it'll be a little bit different tonight. You know, we've done 265 straight games, Emerson. Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, in this COVID atmosphere, you just have to be flexible. And that includes with our broadcast schedule. So it's where we are.
Yeah, we're definitely flexible. And that was called the.
Oh, sorry. I got too many computers in here now.
Oh, I'm all messed up from the neck up.
Me too.
So, yeah, just trying to. So today is going to be like a smorgasbord, Mr. Easter. We're going to be all over the place, like me driving for the first time. And that's a dangerous sight.
Me too.
It's not.
You know,
what
you bring up driving and driving for the first time. And I remember I went over to a friend's house. I'd been driving about, I don't know, 2 months. Went over to a friend's house, and the way that you parked there, you parked at like the clubhouse, and you would walk to their house because it was, I think it's Twin Oaks up on 34th Street's neighborhood.
Okay.
So you would walk to their house. So I parked up at the clubhouse, right? And so I go down, walk to my friend's house. We have a good time. I go back to the car, and as I'm backing out of the parking spot, I ran right into the goalpost, the basketball goalpost.
Oh, my
backed
goodness.
Right into it. And, you know, my dad was so funny, though. He was – you would think sometimes that my dad was going to be angry about, like, the biggest thing. But like
exactly.
that, he was just like – well, you hit the only thing that wasn't moving, John. Dad. He was like that. He's like, if you're going to hit something, make sure it's moving.
Yeah, right. But yeah.
He said, you hit the thing that wasn't moving. He was joking.
I'm glad you, I bet he was, yeah. Because you don't want to hit nothing that's
no,
moving.
No, you don't want to hit anything.
No. You don't want to hit back. So we're going to be all over the place today, folks. Like, we already started. So let me see. Do I want to get serious first, or do I want to talk about something else first? But seriously, there's a lot of things going on in the month of September. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I want to talk about that sometime this month. It's also Suicide Prevention Month. So I want to talk about a little bit about that. And I want to put a congratulations out there also to Tammy Lundy. If I can find the information here, Tammy Lundy, and she's the new chairperson for the Indiana chapter of American Foundation Suicide Prevention. She was just like, now she's head honcho for the whole state of Indiana.
Well, there we go. We'll do that.
Yeah. Tomorrow. She's a chapter chair. Yeah. So I like that. And so I talked to her last night. So I'm going to try to do some interviews this week and try to play them back next week. I'm still working with the toys and trying to blend Facebook and the show from the basement. Technology, something else. But she's Tammy. She volunteered with the American Foundation Suicide Prevention for Indiana for the last 9 years. She has served in many variety of ways. Safe talk trainer, and we did some of that safe talk stuff out there at the high school.
We did. Yeah.
Yes, we sure did. Indy Walk committee member, coordinator Survivor Day, LGBTQ outreach, Indiana Walk chair, American Foundation Suicide Indiana board member. Just name a few. But now she's the Indiana chairperson for the whole state of Indiana now. So, go do some interviews with her and talk about what's coming up for the 2020 Indianapolis Out of the Darkness Walk. Because it's going to be different this year, John. Because, as you know, we go down there every year.
Yeah.
But we won't be going down there this year.
Well, it's usually one of our first big events that we do in a school year. We usually do Partnership Day, which would be today. We would normally have this show out at the Partnership Day. Yeah, we'd be out there under our tent. Mm-hmm. So that would normally, goodness gracious, I don't know what's going on with my voice this morning.
How you doing?
I don't know. I'm Batman.
I'm Robin.
This is such a serious topic to start talking like this.
But
normally we would be at our Partnership Day thing. And then on the Saturday is the Out of the Darkness Walk, and we would normally be there with kids, and we'd be talking to people and be downtown and grabbing politicians and, you know, pulling them on the air and all these things. Unfortunately we can't do that this year, but how is it different?
Virtual.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to be online, where she's going to want everyone to, get involved with some memories and some of the things that they know from the past. And so she's going to put out some more information about that coming up, but it's all going to be online. So it won't be downtown, but it will be on September 12th. There'll be some special times, and we'll have to get those times out to you. But also their website's out there too, the 2020 Indianapolis Out of the Darkness Walk. But it's going to be online. And I'm trying to probably do an interview with her hopefully Tuesday, and then we'll play it back, the interview back Friday morning. Cause I don't know if I get my live shot together, but I have the interview, so we can share the information. But it's going to be online, so it should be kind of interesting. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you know, the amazing thing about that walk, first time that you kind of talk to the kids about it, they, some kids kind of, and I thought, too, the first time we did it, I thought it was going to be a sad, somber event, because people who are there are either people who survived suicide attempts or who are survivors of suicide. And we say that because everyone who knows someone is a survivor of suicide.
Exactly.
And what we found over the years is, you know, people just want to talk and they want to remember. They don't want to remember someone for they committed suicide, because so many times everything else in their life, I mean, people want to talk about that. They want to remember them, and they want to tell you their story, because it all adds up. If someone hears that person's story and they hear that there is another way, that it doesn't have to be the way that person chose to end their life.
Exactly.
That you can you can reach out. There are other people that care about you. There are people that love you. There are people out there that will drop everything for you if you say you need help, and will, change their schedule around, and you'll become like the center of whatever they do for those few hours, however long that you need them. It's so powerful to hear the stories and hear people talk about their loved ones and how it's affected them personally. And it's just such a powerful day. And it's not somber at all. And I know, you know, a couple of years ago we had somebody come up and tell us that one of our former staff members here on WBDG, it was his mother, came up and told us that he had committed suicide.
Exactly.
And you know, it's an eye opening event. And every year you come away with, you come away hopeful because you know there's so much love out there for people who are struggling. And
exactly,
you know, we all have struggled.
Yeah. I mean, we all struggle.
We're all there. And
you show me somebody don't struggle, I show you somebody that is a ghost.
Yeah,
here I go again. But you know, we all struggle. Hey, remember Alex? I can't think of his last name.
Had several Alexes.
I wish you could see his. Oh man, I can't think of Alex's last name. This is terrible. And so he was at the suicide prevention. I think it was last year, I did get my Facebook up.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if you can turn yours on while you just go to, but it's on School Talk, so you probably can't get there. Never, don't do that. You got too much stuff going on there. But I wanna, if you, on the School Talk page of School Talk, I did get it up. So I'm recording right now live on the school talk page. And I got a clip here, Mr. Richard. I don't know if it can be heard on radio, but I got it. It might work and it might not, but since I'm on a smorgasbord, I'm going to see if you can hear this. Let me know if it does go through.
We got some facts and some data I want to talk about.
Yeah, we can hear a little bit.
Talk about earlier about the news, about the military, and that was a lot of the focus of the national politics was on. But, you know, you just bring it home now and think about our VA system and our vets here at home and some of the cautions about talking about suicide and listening. So, you know, my advice to everyone, if someone comes to you and they're talking about suicide, take them serious. If someone says, you know, I'm thinking about ending my life, take their comments very serious. And then talk with the person and try to help them and really try to help them and let them know that you care and that they are important. And so also there's some, I want to throw some military suicide myths. And would you read the first part? I'll read the second part.
Military training makes a person tough and therefore unlikely to commit suicide.
False. You know, I mean, I'm a full military person, and there's a myth out there, which is crazy. There's a myth out there that, you know, we're tough guys and we're tough gals because we've been through basic training. We can take this stuff. And I got, that's false. You know, suicide occurs in veterans and service members, from new recruits to generals to admirals. Suicide does not respect rank or riches. So just because a person's been through that rigid, rough military training, it is a myth, a big time myth. Alex?
Suicides always occur without warning.
True or false?
Very false.
Tell them why it's false.
I've also had a lot of friends that have been very close to me, and there are signs to suicides. Mm-hmm. Whether people notice them or not, there are signs, and there are very obvious signs that you should take in consideration when talking to somebody, because even if they're not being very vocal about everything, they're still showing signs in some way or some shape or form.
Right. So the key to it is knowing what to look for.
Yep.
You know, so doing your due diligence and going online.
There we go. That was Alex.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And so I was, now I'm going to get out of my echo in there. Boy, I tell you, trying to do this stuff. That was interesting. Great guy. I miss being with students, Mr. Richard. That's it's just, they make everything just so great.
Yeah, and I know, you know, during the quarantine, I didn't really realize how much I missed my students until you get your back with them.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. So we always have, like, these programs at 90.9 are student produced, so that's what makes them so special. They're learning these skills while they're in high school. And Alex and the students from BDTV and Giant 90.9, when they go out to the Out of Darkness Walk. They learn so much. And like you said, it's a sad, festive atmosphere at the same time, which is a very interesting phenomenon. I guess that's kind of like life, you know? When you miss someone, you miss them, but then you smile when you think about their memories.
And well, then, you know, crazy. Joe Biden, and again, you know, I know anytime you mention anybody's name in politics, everybody, half the people yell and scream at you, but I've heard Joe Biden say this before several times, but he was talking with military members. The first time I heard him say this, he was talking about his own experience with his losing his daughter and his wife in the car accident when he'd first been elected to the Senate. And he was talking about that experience, and he said the time it's tough when you lose somebody, because you just want to basically cry and you know, you want to mourn. But he said the time that you know that the memory of that person brings a smile to your face instead of a tear, mm-hmm. that you know that you're going to be okay,
right?
And I mean, that is so true. I know, like with my father and my mother, losing them. Now I didn't lose them to suicide, right. But you know, that's so true, because you know, I'll think of a memory now, and you know, it makes me laugh. Or we were just talking about my dad at the start of the show. So you know, those memories will. It's tough, and yeah. You know, it seems like you can't push through it right now, and you shouldn't necessarily push through. If you need somebody to help you, and if you need to, you know, tap out and say, hey, I got to get some help here. Right. I need to talk to somebody about this. I need counseling, whatever. You should pursue those things if you can. But if, I mean, you just have to keep taking a step, if that's all you can do that day, that's celebrate that. But, you know, like you said, that moment that they bring a smile to your face instead of a tear, that's it.
And you definitely can't tap out, as you say. And that's an interesting, very interesting analogy.
Well, I don't mean, you know, tap out totally, but
no, give up. Just give up. You just don't give
up. Don't give up.
Yeah, you don't give up.
But if you need to say, you know what, today I'm just done today. I need to talk to somebody. That's why there are people out there to talk to. And it's okay, because we've all been there. You know, there have been some nights I'll admit, back in February was the 11th anniversary of my dad's death. And for some reason, he's been gone 11 years. And most times, you know, I think about him that day and, you know, I get through it. But for whatever reason this year, I just had a terrible day. I was just thinking about him constantly, that entire day. And you know, I don't understand why 11 years after he passed it hit me, but for whatever reason it hit me, and I was struggling. And you know, thankfully I had some friends I could talk to, because it was a bad day. And you know, you get through it. That's what you got to do. It's tough. Life is tough, but you know, it's great at the same time. Like you walk through and you see that, like I was walking in and I saw that sunset this morning, and that was great. It's like, wow, that's a beautiful sunset. Sunrise. Saw the sunrise this morning, and it's like, that's a beautiful sunrise. I want to see that again tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because we all go through stuff. We all go through stuff. And so you got to reach out. And one thing about our young people is, and I've often said this before, that a young person will tell another young person that they're going through something before they tell an adult.
That's true.
Yeah. So I encourage young people out there to listen to your peers, especially when they're going through something. Because they're going through something. A lot of times, like you say, they'll start giving away their, like Alex said, they'll start doing things that are kind of like out of the ordinary. Giving away their prized possessions that you know good and well that they would never, ever let go. You know, they used to go out and hang with you. Now they want to hang by themselves. They're not returning your phone calls. They're not doing things that they used to do. Their behavior has changed. So you got to watch, like he said. He said, there are some signs, but you just got to know what to look for. Got to know what to look for. And I pulled up on the World Wide Web some of the 10 facts about suicide that I wanted to share in a couple of minutes here. One of them was, it said, males take their lives at nearly 4 times the rate of females. But it happens on both sides of the line. But the guys seem like they take theirs. Maybe dudes just go through more stuff. Maybe that's just, we just go through more stuff. Or we just, I don't know what it is. But the guys take them, they do it more often than the girls. But the girls, they say, are more likely than males to have suicidal thoughts. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting fact. You know, and the big thing is, suicide is preventable. Most suicidal people desperately, they want to live. Yeah, I know they want to live. You know, they're just unable to see alternatives to their problem. And you've had some days when your problem just feel like it's just so, your problem is just so huge that you can't see any way out of it. And that's when you need to reach out to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it ain't that big. I know it's big, but it ain't that big where you're going to mess around and hurt yourself. That's definitely not the case.
Well, and sometimes something will happen, and it seems like the biggest thing in your life at that moment, but mm-hmm. you have to realize that it's just that moment. You know,
exactly.
you tomorrow's a different day, and things may be better tomorrow, but you know what? Sometimes things are just tough, you know, yeah. It's tough, but yeah. I tell you what, it may not be tomorrow, but it might be a week from now, maybe a month. Mm-hmm. Things are going to turn up, and you just have to get through it. And, and I'm not saying that you're weak or that it's, you know, that you should just push through, but you have to keep moving forward and you have to reach out for people if you need their help.
Right.
You really do.
Right. This is September. This is Suicide Prevention Month. And we're talking about it, folks out there in radio world. And one thing, a big myth was they said, if you talk about suicide, that's going to cause somebody to commit suicide. That is not true. Mm-hmm. That does not happen. It actually helps to talk about suicide and get the feelings out. When you already know, when you're feeling bad, when you talk about it, you feel better.
Right. And you know, Emerson, as well as I do, that if you hear somebody who's mentioning it or talking about it, a lot of times you don't want to talk about that. Because they do. That's why they're talking about it. That's their way. Sometimes people won't say, you know what, I'm going to kill myself tomorrow. But if they're thinking about it, if they're going through that, they're,
the thought process. Yeah.
If that's going in their head, then that they might say it in other ways.
Right.
You know, they may tell you, well, I just should go home and close my garage door and just sit in, in my car.
Yeah.
And it may not be said that bluntly. It may be said as a joke.
Yeah.
But you just have to be perceptive and pick up on those things. And I used that because I heard someone say that one time, and I told somebody, and they were thinking about doing those things. Yeah. So, you know, you just have to be very attuned to what people are saying. If something's out of character, you got to
Also, I wanted to say this to our audience also. This is very important because your surviving family members not only suffer the loss of you, but they also, it makes themselves higher risk of suicide and other emotional problems. It is not a victimless a situation. Your family is so affected by your loss. I want to look out. If I can see your face, I can look and say, you're so important to your family. You just don't know. But now you know. Ah, man. It's, now you know. Mr. Easter?
Yes, sir.
You got a minute left. You got to go to meetings.
I know. I'm doing something off camera right now.
Well, I'm gonna let you get to a meeting because, like I said, Tammy Lundy's gonna. I'm gonna do some interviews with her this week for some more suicide prevention, and the 2020 Indianapolis Out of Darkness Walk, which would occur on 9/12, is gonna be a little bit different this year. So stick and stay to the airways of Giant 90.9, or go on the website of the Indiana Out of Darkness Walk organization, Indy Out of Darkness Walk. Indianapolis Out of the Darkness Walk on the World Wide Web for more information if you can't wait until our interviews. But that's what we do here at Giant 90.9. We're a part of the community. So, Mr. Easter, we got another one in the bag. And my battery did die.
Very strange, very strange time, I got to tell you.
Looking forward to getting back in studio with the kids. So, till next week, we'll do some more stuff. So, as always, in parting, I say, parents and teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, it is in the hands of the ones who hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copyright cat. Young men and young women, don't hang with the wrong crowd. But young men, pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I can't see you, and so you better not be sagging. I'm going to knock on your door. No, I'm not going to do that. That'd be kind of creepy. Mr. Allen's outside knocking on my door.
He's knocking on my door. What's he want?
Pull your pants up.
I did.
The views expressed on schools are necessarily the views of the MGM Wayne Township or Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. So until next week, y'all have an awesome day. See you next week on School Talk.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. The shit I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me. No one's heroic in my life, don't even matter. I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been? Where you in your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning. The lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover. It's holding on though the road's long and seeing light in the darkest things. And when you stare at your reflection, finding hope in who it is, I know that you'll thank God you.
I know where you've been, where you are, where you're going. Yeah. I know you're the reason I believe in life. What's the day without a little night? I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so right now, you got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive. I finally wanna be alive.
See my tears melt in the snow, but I don't wanna cry.